Wyoming's newly appointed Director of Education, Rich Crandall, is busy getting acquainted with Wyoming's education system. Crandall began his new duties August 1st. He was heavily involved in education as a politician in Arizona, and he's now running the Wyoming Department of Education and working with legislators to implement education policy in this state. Lawmakers voted to remove those powers from State Superintendent of Public Instruction Cindy Hill. Crandall is focused on what he calls best practices, or the best ways to improve education. We begin by discussing Wyoming's efforts to improve accountability in education.
Wyoming made a smart decision, I think, a few years ago to go with an ACT suite. That's the Explore plan and the ACT exams. And the reason I'm a big fan of those or the College Board assessments is that it allows you to compare yourself across state lines. The danger with only having a state assessment is that it is just you comparing yourselves to yourselves. And that's got its pluses and its minuses for that. So that's the big positive. When you talk about some tweaks that need to take place, the tweaks that Wyoming needs to make are really the same tweaks that many, many, many states need to make. And that's, let's just talk logistics for a second. When you take your exam in March or April, those poor students and teachers don't get the results back till August, September. So if you look at the kind of the use of time and the use of resources, we take an exam the end of March, beginning of April, we get the results back in August. If we were able to get those results back in 2 to 3 weeks, there's a good 6 weeks of school left where we could intervene on specific targeted areas for students. And then for those students who choose to go to summer school or have the choice made for them, you could have a customized intervention for the weaknesses based on their assessments. Right now, we're not able to do that because we don't find out their weaknesses till they've moved on to the next grade. So that's one of the big things I'd like to see change.
Is there any, I've heard this pitched in the past here before, is there any thought about like a mid-semester or a mid-year type of test?
There's lots of discussion about formative assessments, and the beauty of technology nowadays and adaptive learning, personalized instruction, blended learning, it goes by really a lot of different names, is the ability for a teacher to get feedback all the time. It could be daily, it could be weekly, it could be monthly, quarterly, semesters. But that is key to, you just can't wait till the end of the school year, take one exam and say, huh, how did we do this year?
Rich Crandall visiting with us. He's the new Director of Education. The other thing about accountability is, of course, taking a look at individual schools and seeing how they're doing. One of the tricky things for me as I've been following this discussion is wondering how you make that all work and how you develop improvement when you have a local control state like we have. Any thoughts there?
Local control is good when you have leadership, a great school board like there in Cheyenne, a superintendent who recognizes their strengths and their weaknesses and then has a plan. Local control can be a little bit of a challenge sometimes when people get content or they don't realize how they're doing compared to others. But I'm a huge local control fan. We've got to support the districts with the resources they need to succeed, but we also have to make sure that they are aiming high enough, that they're aspirational about where they want their kids to be 5, 10 years from now.
I'm curious your thoughts on the graduation rate issue, just kind of tying in with all of that. One of the concerns, obviously, is you've got, especially in certain districts where maybe the oil and gas development have been going on, that you've had a higher dropout rate than the state would like. That's frequently brought up by legislators. How do you attack that?
5 years ago, the superintendent of the Phoenix Union School District, 13 high schools, that's the entire district, he comes in and he finds out within the first 2 weeks that the district has two goals, and those goals are to lower the dropout rate and to minimize the police points of contact on campus. And immediately he begins a crusade among all the students and the parents, and his theme is, you do not achieve greatness by focusing on minimizing the negative. Your goals can't be to minimize the negative. So if your goal is to focus strictly on the dropout rate, the challenge is you're ignoring those 76%, 77% of the students who are there and who do graduate. What's their goal? What's their aspiration? So here's what you do. You aim high. You have a college and career ready focus, rigor. You provide opportunities for engagement, and that includes sports and music and career and technical education courses. That exciting engagement that keeps students excited to come to school. And as you focus on those things, guess what a byproduct is? A lower dropout rate, a higher graduation rate. In Phoenix, fewer police points of contact. And the superintendent proved that over the last 5 years as he focused on the high. He was able to achieve those other things.
Is this a situation where then you'd have to meet with individual districts and express this, or can you do this?
No, but it has to be the individual district. So I've been traveling the state, met with the brand new superintendent of Rock Springs, a guy named Matthew Neal, and then Superintendent Neal shows me into his office where he has several of his cabinet members, and they're having this big brainstorm session about principals and creating a principal leadership academy. I mean, the energy in the room was incredible. You don't get that from sitting in an office here at the Department of Education. You can't experience that. I now also know what some specific goals are that Rock Springs has. Had the same chance last week to just drop in on the Rollins superintendent, new guy Fletcher over there. That's what it's going to take to... you can't come in and set statewide goals because, one, you ignore local control, and two, a statewide goal ignores the individuality of communities and the different needs. There are some districts that just knock it out of the park. Their dropout rate is 2%, and then there's some where it's 30%. You can't treat them similarly.
Maybe one last topic for you before I let you go. I've certainly read up on you and know about your role in distance education, distance learning. Obviously, this could be we're engaging in that right now in the state, but it's something that I think a lot of people see has huge possibilities in Wyoming. I mean, what is realistic for the state, and in what ways might that improve education in some of these areas?
That's a great conversation right there. And what I love about Wyoming, literally, Wyoming is poised to be a breakout state when it comes to, I'm going to call it blended learning, not distance learning. When people hear that term, they typically think of the full-time virtual schools, a student stays at home, things like that. My big passion is the blended learning. You take a fantastic teacher and you supplement the, let's call it the weaknesses of a student with technology, especially adaptive learning. But that ability to fill in some gaps with technology, all being orchestrated by a great teacher, that's the future of education in the U.S. And I honestly think Wyoming could lead the country in that area because of the investment in infrastructure that legislators, previous governors, current Governor Meade have made that just set us up for success.
We will talk more about that in the future. Rich Crandall, a pleasure and welcome to Wyoming, and thank you for joining us in Open Spaces.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking in the future.